Shvius, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Luf shel erev shvius shenichnes l'shvius. So luf is that vegetable we had earlier. It's like an onion. Shel erev shvius. So the Rav explains it means that it was completely, fully grown erev shvius, and nothing grew after shvius. Nothing additional grew. Like we said, there are two parts of this luf. There's the actual bulb of this onion, and there's also the leaves themselves. So the leaves themselves also didn't grow. And the Rav explains because if the leaves grew on Shemitah itself, then it would be usur to uproot it, because now that one can't eat it because of the growths that occurred on Shemitah, as we're going to see later, this is svichei shvius, things that just grow by themselves on Shemitah, so the Rabbanan made it usur for us to eat them. So therefore, if it would have grown on Shvius, it would have been usur to take out the vegetable. And the Rav says, because of hefsed pri, because you're having the vegetable go to waste, having the fruit go to waste. Now, why is this called the hefsed pri? So the Taisus Yomtiv explains, because since you can't eat it, therefore, that's why it's a hefsed pri. So since you can't eat it and you're pulling it out of the ground, you have to just now get rid of it because you can't eat it. So therefore, the case has to be, like the Rav explains, that the whole complete growth of everything happened before Shemitah. V'chein b'tzolam ha-kitzoinim. And also these types of onions, so kitonim, the Rav gives a few perushim. One is that it was planted in the summer, or again, the same lashon of kitonim, like kayets. Or the Rav says that it means that they were miyuchad l'kayets, they were summer onions, they were designated for the summer because they were very dry, and I guess they can withstand the heat. And again, the main point is that it was fully completed before Shemitah. Or, v'chein pua shel idis. Pua is a dye that's red, and Edis, like we know, if anybody learns Gittin or the Bubbas, so we know that Edis is the better part of the land, and that's what it means here. Pua shel Edis means this red dye that would grow in good, fatty land, good, healthy lands. Beshame Ormim, Oikrin Oysan, Bimar, Rufois shel Eitz. All these kids, since they grew before Shemitah, theoretically one is allowed to eat all of these, and one is also allowed to take them out of the ground. But when one takes them out of the ground, he should do it with a shinoi. It shouldn't work like he's working the ground. So Beis Shammai says, you need to do a shinoi, and you have to use... So Marufa Shel Eitz is a wooden spade. But not, like the Rav says, but not using iron, because it has to be done with a little shinoi. So people, when they see you using the wooden spade, don't know that there's a shinoi going on here, and they won't assume that you're working the land. Beis says, even with a metal mattock. We've had this mattock in the beginning, I believe, of Peah, and there should be a picture below as well. The point is that Basil says it can be done even with metal. Taisus Yomtiv explains, we're going to see from the next Mishnah also, that even this, even though it's metal, and Beis Shammai would not agree to Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai requires that it's a bigger shinoi than metal, but still this metal was also a shinoi. Even according to Beis Hillel, this metal mattock still was some type of shinoi. Whatever it is, it's just a machlekes Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, with the level of shinoi you needed, whether it's wood or metal, but mikol makom, you needed some type of shinoi. So it shouldn't look like you're working the land. U'moidim b'pua shel tzlois sha'okernoi sabekarduma shamatachos. And even Beis Shammai agrees, and when we deal with the pua, the red dye, that's between rocks, tzlois, also the tzadi and the samach are interchangeable, like tzlois, like the Rav explains. So when one has and finds this red dye between rocks, since people don't plant there, therefore you're allowed to even do it with kardumos shel matochos. You're even allowed to do it with metal, Beis Shammai agrees, because nobody's going to assume that you're working the land between rocks.